where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
10 people were taken to hospital, 4 with life-threatening injuries, and 2 of those individuals later died following a 3-vehicle crash north of London this morning. Emergency crews were called to the collision on Highbury Avenue North between Ilderton Road and 10 Mile Road just before 5:30 a.m. Middlesex OPP said the investigation into the cause of the crash was ongoing. Police expected Highbury between Ilderton and 10 Mile Road to be closed for several hours for investigators and crews to clear the scene. Road work is taking place today along a section of Vital Street North. The road behind the Suncor Sarnia refinery is undergoing some minor road work today. Motorists are being asked to use extra caution while traveling in the area. Work's expected to wrap up around 3:30 this afternoon. Increased flaring and noise is possible while work's carried out at Shell's manufacturing center in Corunna today. The company says maintenance activities are underway. The Seaway Kiwanis Club is focusing on what it would like to do next as the Children's Animal Farm in Kinnaterra Park marks its 60th anniversary in 2024. Member Ken Mackin made a request to Sarnia Council on Monday after highlighting several projects from the past 17 years that the club has covered both capital and equipment costs of.
Buildings we build are donated to the city and are city-owned assets. There is a new master plan to be done for Kinnaterra Park, and we have been assured that we are going to be part of discussions for changes and improvements. We ask that a storage building for Seaway Kiwanis be approved and included in this master plan.
Mackin says they could use the building sooner rather than later. Chief Administrative Officer Chris Carter says staff could bundle the idea with others and report back with an update on the Kinnaterra master plan as well at Council's next meeting March 11th. The direction was approved unanimously. The Town of Petrolia has again partnered with Waste Management Canada for the Green Leader Grant Program. Director of Marketing, Arts and Communications, Larissa Ellsworth, says the committee will look to fund projects that focus on 3 pillars: environmental conservation, education, and community vitality.
Some of the examples that they've funded before, you know, include school gardening projects, native species welcome gardens, park projects.
Up to $15,000 is available this year. It may be split between projects or could fund just one initiative. Grant applications will be accepted until 4:30 p.m. on March 30th. And a Florence man has padded his bank account with a $160,000 lottery win. Travis Thompson anteed up to win the jackpot playing Poker Lotto All In on January 19th. He also walked away with $5,000 from the instant portion of his ticket. Cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this afternoon. Wind becoming northwest, gusting to 40 kilometers an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance of flurries, a low of -5 with an overnight wind chill of -11. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.